Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
stuck in a washing machine.
Oh, shock me. Shock me, that's where we're going.
Help me.
Step bro.
Bring me the iPod.
I'm stuck.
You got some headphones?
Step bro, bring me the headphones. I need something to listen to.
I'm stuck. Help.
Now look, I've got to apologise for bringing this to show. Now we do talk washing machines on the show. We talk 13-10-60, top loader or front loader. Mm. People were very passionate about this. Lots of phones, lots of people getting involved in the socials. But producer X Benny, you don't know this, but I can't even remember how. But on one of these, so we do these after the show, little extras for the podcast. Yeah. We call them podcast tops.
Mm.
Original name, I know.
Yeah, we came up with that ourselves.
It's the thing before the podcast. But, Nath, do you remember we were talking about pornography?
Yes.
With producer Grace and producer Trin, and they'd never heard about the washing machine
That's
stuff.
That's right.
Really?
So in the space of a month, you're going to get two washing machine chats.
I forgot.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the show. It was just on the podcast.
I remember we were talking about it, but I couldn't remember where or when.
So we were doing a podcast chat like this, and the girls were talking about, I think, what they watched, and Nath and I made a washing machine gag. Their faces, Ben. No idea what we're talking about. So we made them live on the podcast Google it.
Yeah.
So that was their first time coming.
And they watched it. It was funny because
they're like, there's a whole category.
I knew we'd spoken about this. And yeah. I couldn't remember in what capacity and when.
Yeah.
I was like, was I just at home just having a Google? Or who was I discussing? Was I discussing this with? Little did I know that we'd broadcast essentially.
What about this? Do you guys have Google accounts?
Yeah, well, because I've got a Gmail.
Yeah, yeah. I've only just got one, right?
Well, you've been an Outlook guy for a very long
so
time.
So if you click on my Google now, my computer.
Oh, careful.
Yeah, I know. It shows, because I've logged in, see my little picture on the corner?
Yeah.
So I've never had this before. I've never had a Gmail. It shows you my search history now when I click on the bar.
Can I read them? Can I read them out?
No, I'm going to read them.
Okay, because you'll censor. Front loader.
No, it's fair, mate.
Stop censoring.
You can read it.
Okay. First one is Black Love Heart. Okay. Then you've got Wordle, laughing emoji, crying laughing emoji. Front loader.
No, it actually says top loader.
Yeah, scientists may have found a cure for baldness. Then you've got... Jesus, you watch some weird porn. new research from Trobe University has found that working from home can actually have negative impact on your physical health. Okay, fair enough. You're doing some research.
It's a long Google.
Australian survey found 2/3 of us go to Dr. Google, visiting health professionals. Yeah, right. Is laughing contagious? And then it's just front loader.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you can hear it all here.
Nate, apparently more and more people are getting their wisdom teeth removed.
Okay.
It's a new trend.
It's a fad, is it? All the kids are doing it. On TikTok.
Have you got your wisdom teeth out? I'm getting my wisdom teeth out. My face has never looked skinnier.
Oh, it's so good for your jawline.
That's
not why they're doing
it. More and more people are getting them out because they need to get them out.
Yeah, right.
So I've done some research because, Nath, I also believe you need to get your wisdom teeth out.
Oh, you don't believe, you know, because I've been needing to get them out. How long has it been? How long have we been together for? 10 years?
Yeah.
It's probably been about 10 years that I've been
instructed. No, I reckon it's about half that.
I reckon about five years in,
I reckon you went to a dentist and they said...
It's time to get them out.
It's not urgent. No. Well, that's
the thing. They should never tell me that it's not urgent. Because if it's not urgent, that means 40 years. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and now, most recently, I went to the dentist at the start of the year. Had it all booked in. And then I went overseas on holiday.
I went to Fiji.
And I was like, Fiji or wisdom teeth? Didn't get them out. So they're still with me, all four of them.
So I've done some research for you. Okay. And for those out there, because apparently more and more people are doing it. It's a TikTok trend.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
People are taking them out of... No, just
share the sound. Yeah.
Medicare doesn't routinely cover this. While there is public dental support that's offered, it's who's eligible depends on states and territories. Uh-huh. So if you don't have health insurance, you'll need to pay the bill. If you do have health insurance and you've waited, some of your wisdom teeth may be removed. All it's really...
So that's the thing. I still had health insurance and they told me, this is the other reason why I cancelled it.
You're going to pay.
They said it's still going to cost a fortune.
Yeah. Well, okay. So
I was like, I'll leave the bad boys in there.
Your question, Nath, is how does it... Much does it cost you?
You took the teeth out of my words out of my mouth. How much does it cost you?
Well, the average is between $175 to $230 per tooth. Now that's local anesthetic, so that's sitting in the chair.
Yeah, okay.
That's local.
See, I've got to get mine.
You've got to go
I've
under.
I've got to go general. Yeah.
Okay, so general.
General anesthetic. Good to see you, sir.
So again, it depends on difficulty, but it can go up towards to $385 to $475 per tooth. But then, if you're going under, if you're going into hospital, it can cost around $4,000. So getting the teeth removed, again, this is different for different hospitals, different health cover. So you got to look that up, guys. But it could be $2,000 to get the teeth removed, $800 for the anesthetist, and $100 just to, you know, be in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. So, which is why I asked you to do this. So 13 10 60, if you want a free plug and take my teeth out at the same time, that's what.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, I want to ask now, 13 10 60, give us a call and swear on the radio. Yes, what's your... But your non-swear word, swear
word. Yeah, your non-swear word, swear word.
Because, yeah. Nath, a friend of the show, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, we love Samuel.
He is starring in a new kids movie called Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank. Now, this is coming to cinemas in Australia on the 22nd of September.
Okay.
So it's still... It's not out yet. But he's come out... Well, sorry, he's not... It's an animated movie, so his voice is in the movie.
Okay, sure.
And what do you know about Samuel Jackson in movies?
He's a big swearer.
Big swear.
Yeah, in particular,
I reckon famously, like
very famous for using that particular swear word, the "you mother," and then the other one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So apparently, in the movie, he wanted to swear, and they went Samuel.
Do they call him Samuel L or Samuel?
Samuel.
Yeah, Samuel. Yeah,
they said Samuel.
First of all, that's not my name.
Samuel, you can't swear. This is a kids' movie. Mm. And he went, "Do you know who I am?" Mm. And they went, "Yes, but this is a movie for children." So apparently he's come up with this. So this is what he uses when he's around kids. So this is his character in the movie. Samuel Jackson's come up with this. This is his non-swear word swear word.
What the mother father cocker spaniel is going on here?
I was nervous for 1 second then. Can we listen? I almost jumped. Have a listen to the start.
Mother, father, cocker spaniel is going on here.
Mother, father, cocker spaniel.
What the mother, father, cocker spaniel is going on here?
Because he delivers it in the same way that he normally would.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why are these snakes on this plane?
Mother, father, plane.
That's good. Yeah. I've never heard that before either.
Phenomenal. Mm. Yeah, because it does the job, doesn't it? It absolutely does the job.
We want you to call something like that, 13 10 60, swear on the radio. It does obviously have to be a non-swear word, swear word.
Mm. Although we do have the dump button, that's what that's
called. Oh, look, someone does swear, we have the technology.
Yeah, so. We do. Oh, we've got someone here already for a quick example. All right, so James from South Arm. James, welcome to the show. We got you there.
Yes, Jimmy, your name. I'm here.
Okay, James, thank you for using our names. We're using yours. So good on you.
Work.
Okay, James, so have you got a non-swear word swear word that you use?
I've got two non-swear word phrases.
Okay, and do you use these around kids, around... Who do you use them around?
I work at a school, so I use them around some of my older students that are like 18, 19.
Right, okay. So what I want you to do, James, I want you to channel your angry teacher, all right? The kids are playing up. I'm going to give you a drum roll at the end of that. You deliver one of these non-swear word swear words, okay?
Well, I want to deliver it to Jimmy and Nate because I think you've forgotten me, so.
Okay.
No, I know who you are, James. We played Alpha Bucks at your school, correct?
No.
Okay, don't know who you are then.
You mother father. Okay, all right. Going to give you a drum roll. You can deliver it as us, James. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Jimmy and Nath, you mother truckers. You've been to my house, we've had beers together, and you sons of baboons still can't remember Jimmy from Risdonvale, lots of kids at South Arm.
Ah, yes.
I'm so sorry. Okay, that's perfect, James. That's exactly what we're after. Okay, Australia, jump on the phones, 13 10 60.
It's because I had too many beers at James's house.
Yeah,
I can't.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're probably swearing.
slurring.
slurring and slurring.
I love you, James.
Here's what we need from Australia right now. Exactly that. 13 10 60. We need your non-swear words. Swear words. Feel free to execute them on us if you're angry at us for some reason.
That wasn't where I was going, but if you want to yell at us, swear at us.
You can. And also, if you just call, we got $50 crust pizza vouchers to give away as well. You want one of those? 13 10 60. Very simple. All we need is your non-swear word swear word.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, we've just asked people to call 13 10 60 and swear on the radio. Not usually something you do, but we are asking people to use their non-swear word swear word.
Yep. Be responsible, guys. We're still live on the air.
Yes. Mm. I mean, we do have a dump button.
We do. That's what it's for.
That's what it's for.
Mm. When you but we're not encouraging it, but if it happens, we've got a fail safe. You know what I mean? Something slips out.
So right. You got to tell.
You know what, mate? What's going on?
Oh, I'm just thinking about my nuts slipping out.
Sneaky nuts? Yeah, that's... Oh, I can't dump that. I've got to see it.
Blur it in the video. This is after a friend of the show, not the nut thing, the swear thing, after a friend of the show, Samuel Jackson. He's in a new kids movie called Paws of Fury, and he wanted to swear in the movie, so the producers let him, and he used his non-swear word swear word.
The mother father cocker spaniel is going on here.
It's phenomenal because it still creates the air of Samuel L. Jackson.
I want to start using this now. What the mother, father, gugger, spaniel's going on here?
It still makes me nervous every time I hear it because it sounds so close. This is perfect. This is what we're after. Michael from Sunbury. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, mate. You got a non-swear word for us.
Yes. So I'm a chef, so I like to use a piece of fruit. I like to say banana.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Can you give us a... Say... Michael, say Nathan and I, we're
in the kitchen.
We're in the kitchen.
We're dishes.
We're dishes, and we haven't washed anything up. We're just chatting to each other. Spray us the best you can using banana.
You absolute useless banana, you know that? Or if a waiter's annoying me, I'll say you pack of bananas. Or you bunch of bananas or something like that.
Yeah, I think bunch is the official term for bananas, but let's not bog down. Thank you, Michael. Perfect. Jade from Wilson. Hi, Jade.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jade. You got a non-swear word for us.
I do. I do. It's shambles.
Shambles.
Shambles. Okay. When do you use it, Jade?
Anytime I get given the God-given chance.
Okay. Can you use it? Can you show us an example?
What's a scenario often, Jade, that you'll use it in?
Kids, I swear to God, if you keep on shoveling me, I'm going to shumble you. I swear to God.
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, I don't want to get shumbled from Jade again. Hello, Beck. Welcome to the show. Beck.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
Good. Hey, Beck. How are you?
Radio show. You having a good time?
Yeah, good. Good, Matt.
Yeah, good on you.
You've got Beck, have you got a non-swear word swear word?
I do. It's knob jockey.
It's a good one.
That is my favourite to call someone. Yeah. They're an absolute knob jockey.
I love knob jockey. It's so good.
It's very Australian as well.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But it still hurts. You know, it's not quite a swear word, but it still hurts.
Beck, could you do us a favour? Could you call Nathan and I a couple of knob jockeys?
You guys are definitely knob jockeys. Yeah, for sure.
That rolled off the tongue easy, Beck.
That's the only reason Beck called.
Vanessa, hi, Ness from the Sunny Coast.
Hey, guys. How you going?
We're good, Ness. You got a non-swear word for us.
I do. I'll spell it out. It's S-A-R-K.
Okay, good one. Yeah.
And I like to use it when I say shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Can you say that? She did say F-A-R-K.
She said fuck.
I did.
Yeah, fuck.
Okay, I'm going to, Vanessa, and it's depending on how you say this will depend whether or not I hit the dump button or not, all right? So I'm just preparing people. They might hear a dump button. But I need you to really emphasize the fuck, okay?
I have a go at us.
But still have a go at us. So use it how you would, and if I'm satisfied, Australia will hear it. If not, you'll hear a noise that says dump, okay? Jim, are you happy with the rules?
I'm not happy at all, but... That's completely unrelated to the show.
It is unrelated, but that's a different issue. We're working through it.
That's why I'm seeing my psychologist.
Vanessa, okay, are you ready to execute this non-swear word to the best of your ability, remembering that it's still very close to the swear word itself?
Let's go, yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a drum roll. When you're ready, Ness, you take it away, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I think that's play on.
That's fine.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for...
Gossip Guy.
Gossip Guy.
Yeah, some music news tonight, guys.
This is huge. Love music news.
Love music news.
Britney Spears.
Is this Britney?
I haven't heard this one before.
This is Britney.
So this is Britney
this
Spears.
This is Britney Spears.
Yeah. I just love how radio stations play the song after we mention the artist. Because you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know otherwise.
If I said Britney Spears, or sorry, Ben, you said it, I'd have no idea. No one would know what Ben was talking about.
You said
about.
Who? Who?
Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney. Who does that is? This Britney Spears.
Sorry,
Jamie
Benny.
Lynn.
Sorry, Benny.
And Sir Elton John.
Oh, you're kidding.
Stop it.
This guy? Is this Elton?
This guy.
How do you have the song so quickly?
Oh, I just know. It's the system. Oh, something's wrong with the system.
The desk.
Yeah.
It's the desk.
The desk knows.
Celine Dion.
Is this Celine Dion? This is Celine Dion.
I didn't know that. There you go.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
Shannon Knoll.
Oh, here we go.
The things you learn.
Do you guys want some Selena Gomez?
Bring her on.
Sorry, Ben, you've got some action.
Sorry, Ben, you've done work.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you got Limp Bizkit there?
Oh, you know what? Actually, do you want some Limp Bizkit? Hang on. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, Brittany and Elton, they're doing a duet.
There you go.
There you go.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
My partner Meg's parents, big Gary and Pauline, you know Gary and Pauline well, they're a bit stressed at the moment. They're a bit stressed because they're trying to figure out what they want to be called when they do become grandparents. Okay? Yeah. So at the moment, they don't have any grandchildren, but they're trying to figure out at the moment because Meg's older brother, Alec, he's about to have their first kid, which means it's the first grandchild to enter the family, which is a very exciting time.
Becoming grandparents for the first time.
Oh, huge. It's a massive moment. And they're feeling the pressure because here's the thing. They don't know what they want to be called. This is what they're feeling the pressure for. Now, I know, of course, the classic ones are Nan, Pop, Gran, Grandmother, Granddad, all that kind of stuff. But they feel like they're too boring. That's their feedback on that.
I mean, they're cool people, so they don't want to...
They find them too generic. So we were at dinner yesterday and they're stressing out, going, we don't know what to be called. The baby's due in a couple of months. So I was firing off some suggestions. I thought Gary could be G-Train. I thought that's fun already. Yeah, and also...
G-Train's a nickname of his.
It absolutely is. G for Gary, but also G for...
Grandpa.
Grandpa, which would be perfect. So he's not sold on the idea, but I'm like, oh, what about G-Train? He doesn't know. And then Pauline doesn't like any of them. She doesn't want to be Nan. She said it makes her feel old.
Oh, that's... Yeah, a lot of people don't want the...
She doesn't want that.
The Nan and Pop. You know, I've got a great story about
You've
this.
You've got a phenomenal... the other thing that she suggested, maybe I could be called Nonny.
That's older.
No, but also, Nonny is a nickname... Yeah, for Nonny. Nonna, she's not Italian. She's English. So I said, you can't just go and steal other names from other cultures.
If you love it. That's Nonna, you're making a pasta like a, I don't know, someone in Italian made.
She is a phenomenal chef as well. You do know that as well. She's very good. But you have a phenomenal story involving this as well, with people moving outside the classic Nan Grandpa.
Yes, yeah. I will name a shame. So this bloke's name is Greg McMahon.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to South Bank in Brisbane in Queensland, there's markets at South Bank. Mm. He started the markets at South Bank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a legacy.
This guy's like an entrepreneur guy. He's done a million things. Anyway, so he's got, I think he's got five or six kids.
Okay.
Sorry if I've missed one or added one.
Give or take, mate.
So he was in the fire service with my dad.
Sure.
So we grew up, we're around him. He owned the farm where the camel attacked my mum.
Oh, and if you're a long-time listener of the show, you would know that story. Yeah. We should get Sue, your mum, to tell that story every couple of weeks.
Just so people,
it's a great story.
People are great. Yeah. So, he became a grandfather quite young. One of his kids had a kid, and he was just freaking out because he didn't want to be known as like this old, like grandpa, Poppy.
Yeah,
he was honestly, he's like, I don't even have gray
stressing
hair.
Stressing about, well, this is Gary and Pauline. They're freaking out.
So stressed. So he made, it's funny because when the kid's born, the kid can't talk.
No, of course.
So you're really making everyone else boss caught you this. Because the kid can't talk for a bit.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So everyone
it's
had
the parents who then have to refer to this person as a certain name.
So at this point of the story, I'd like to point out that he didn't own any boats. He had no nautical background. Yeah. He was a firefighter who went into entrepreneur stuff, whatever. But he made everyone call him Skipper. Because he liked
Skip.
He's just like, how good is that? They call me Skip.
So all the Skipper. Kids, all the grandkids, they call him Skipper?
Everyone calls him Skipper. So he told Dad. Dad's been mates with him for like 40 years. He goes, Smitty, I'm Skip now.
So they're
you
like,
you can't give yourself a nickname.
Where are we going for Christmas? Oh, we're going to Skipper's house. Shouldn't it be Skipper's boat? He doesn't own one.
I remember I was like, oh. I saw him. I went, hey, Skip. And I went, and he goes, I'm not a kangaroo.
No, Skipper like a captain.
And this is really me. He'll hate this because I have name and shamed him. Shout out to Greg. He bought a like a hat, like a boat hat.
No,
one of those
didn't.
Captain's hats.
No,
yeah.
He didn't. But he's got no nautical experience.
No,
Skipper.
Doesn't have a boat.
Okay, well, look, at that.
He walked. He literally went to, like, visit the baby. He's like, Skipper's here.
What? Perfect example. This is what I'm after right now. So 131060, Australia, jump on the phones. What do you or what did you call your grandparents? I'm also happy for grandparents to jump on the phones as well. I want to create a list that I can take back to Meg's parents because they're freaking out at the moment. So I've already added Skipper to the list. That's the first one.
Great one.
They don't want Nan, Grand. And Pop. Okay, so anything outside those, what do you call your grandparents? 131060. Jump on the phones, Australia, because I've got two stressed, soon-to-be grandparents who need some help, and we need the help from you. We've got some more crust pizza vouchers to give away. $50 to spend at Crust if you help us out. 131060. What do you? What did you call your grandparents? It's Jimmy and
the Jimmy and Nate Show. Podcast.
131060, Australia, I need your help here. What do you or what did you call your grandparents? This is because my partner Meg there, her parents are freaking out. Freaking out at the moment. They're about to be grandparents for the very first time. And
yeah,
they don't
congrats
know
to you and Meg.
No, yeah, thank you, mate. This is how I'm announcing it. At 9:49 on a Wednesday.
And you're not even saying Meg's pregnant. You're just saying her parents are worried.
I haven't even said the news yet.
Someone messaged us on Jimmy Nath and went, wait, is Nath becoming a dad?
No, it's Meg's older brother, Meg's Alec. Older brother. Alec and Christina, they're expecting their first baby in a couple of months, which means Gary and Pauline, Meg's parents, will be grandparents for the first time. They don't know what to call themselves. They don't want to go with the classic Nan, Grand, Pop. Makes them feel old. They've had a few suggestions, but they don't like any so far. So I thought I'd ask Australia for some help. Tracy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good, Trace. What do you call your grandparents?
Nancy. I don't have one for, like, the...
For Pop?
Old man. I don't have
for the
one
old
for
man.
The old man, but...
It's good. Yeah, okay. But you've got one for Nan, so this would be for Meg's mum, Pauline. So Nancy with two N's, yes?
No, just N-A-N-S-Y. Just, yeah. But however, you know, doesn't matter.
Like Nancy with an N.
I'm not going to read out what producer Eggs like Benny has written.
Okay.
It's very close to.
Trace, did you come up with this or did your Nan come up with this?
No. My partner came up with this.
Right. Okay. Now, Grandma
and
didn't get it.
I jumped on it
like,
straight away.
Okay. Love it. Right. Nancy. Okay. Okay. Nancy. Nancy's in the running so far because we've had one. Jackie from Victoria. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, guys.
Jackie, have you got a name for a grandma or a grandpa for me?
Well, I've just become a new grandmother.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. When did that happen, so Jackie?
She's 18 months old, so she's just started to say my new name.
Oh, your new okay. Name, so you, okay. did you come up with this yourself, Jackie?
No, not at all. Okay. When my daughter was pregnant, the receptionist said once I told her I was going to be a grandmother, she said, "Oh, you'll be a groovy granny." So I'm Gigi.
Oh, Gigi. I love that groovy granny. Okay.
And so the 18-month-old baby's going, Gigi, Gigi.
Gigi, absolutely. It is the best. I'm not a nanny, a poppy, or a gran. I'm a Gigi.
I love that. And Jackie, I mean, from the sound of you, it sounds like it suits the fact that you are quite groovy.
Oh, thanks, guys.
I'll take that. My pleasure, Gigi. Okay, let's go to Ali from Victoria. Ali, you got a name for a grandparent for us that we can use?
Yeah, so we've got G-Pop.
G-Pop.
For Grandpa. Yep. And G-Ma for Grandma.
I like that. That's
good. It sounds
good.
Like you're kind of like a part of a band.
It does.
It's kind of funky.
G-Ma, I don't know why. I really like that one. G-Ma.
Yeah, I like G-Ma. No, well, not G-Ma. That's a different thing. G-Ma. I think you got an emphasis on the G. Yes, Ali?
Yeah, G-Ma. Or you could also have Glam-Ma.
Glam-Ma. That's the clubhouse leader. Glam-Ma.
What about GP for G-Pop?
Sounds like a petrol station.
It does! We got to fill up.
Oh, God. I drove past that GP like 50 Ks ago. I don't know if there's another one out there.
Jess. Oh. Jess from Victoria. Hi, Jess.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, Jess. You got some grandparent names we can use.
Well, I've got one that you shouldn't use.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yep. Nonny. You can't use Nonny because that's right. What my stepmom used to call her girl bits when I was growing up.
Oh. Wait, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, your stepmom called her girl bits Nonny.
Yeah, her nonny.
Oh, okay. I have heard that. I think it's a, is it a British term?
Yeah, her parents are British.
Okay, yeah, I have heard that before.
But wait,
so
okay.
Cross that off the list.
Sorry, okay. Jess, but before, Nath, Meg's, your partner's mum, is British.
She's British.
And she said she wanted to be
which
called
nonny.
Which
means she knows what it means.
The Jimmy and Nath Show. Podcast.
Nathan just asked 131060, top loader or front loader? This is after I saw an Aussie mum post a washing machine hack
it's
on
a great
Facebook.
Hack too, isn't it?
You know, I love my hacks.
Love a hack,
I love a hack. We did that on the weekend. What's your hack?
That's how much we love hacks.
I know. Yeah. And rather than ask 131060, what's your hack again?
Like a couple of hacks.
I asked top loader, front loader, because in the comment section on Facebook, people were arguing. They were very... very passionate about their washing machines.
Can I ask why so many people were pro front loader? Like, what was the main reason for that? Because it wrings the clothes out? Is that why?
Two reasons. It was they were claiming it wrings the clothes out more.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's, though, because more front loaders are newer. That's just my opinion.
I agree.
Yes.
I totally agree.
I feel like
you.
If you get a top loader...
And they're flying off the shelf, those ones, because they're new and they're cheaper.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you get a new top loader, so I feel like that cancels that out.
Mm.
But, you know, nowadays, Nath, everyone's into their storage.
Minimalistic. Aren't they? Put them on top of each other, pull a cupboard down. You very rarely see laundries anymore. They're always in the kitchen or in the bathroom.
100%.
Where's your laundry? Start opening cupboards, trying to find it.
A lot of people are saying they have a washing machine, they have the dryer on top.
Right.
So to put the dryer on top, it needs to be a front loader so they can open the front. Yeah. You can't put something on top of a top loader.
Now, you and I, we're both top loader blokes.
It's easy to put stuff in.
100%.
It's easy stuff to pull stuff out. You can see into it easy.
We're lazy people.
There's a light above you in the laundry. You can look down into the...
Perfect.
I put it on Instagram before we go to the phones.
Okay, yeah.
60% of people are saying front loader.
Right. So we're on the small side.
Just drop down. 59%.
Okay.
And that's 5,000 votes.
5,000 votes, 60% of people are saying front loader. Interesting. All right, let's go to Zay. Hello,
have
Zay.
Have we lost touch with the people?
Potentially. Zay, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi.
Zay.
Thank you.
Front loader, top loader, what are you?
I'm definitely a front loader.
You're okay. A front
loader. Zay, talk to us. Why are you front loader?
I have, like, so much stuff on there. It's not funny. I've got, like, my hair dryer on there. I've got all my makeup on there. I've got my washing powder. I've got the big basket, the washing basket with, like, it's just got everything on there. So it's definitely for storage space.
Right.
Definitely for storage space. And Mum used to have the top loader.
Yeah.
And it was so low, like, I'd have to reach down to get my clothes out.
Okay. Right.
So you
okay.
had a reaching issue.
Without falling in it when I was younger.
It's a big issue. It's a big issue, Zay.
Ben was talking about it before.
Don't
He's
get
been
in
stuck
there.
In a few.
Right, okay. Front loader. There you go. I didn't think of that. People use it as a storage space. There's a little table, really, in the kitchen or the bathroom, wherever it is. You've seen a rise at the moment. Saw a place today.
No, you did.
I did. You know, I'm in the market.
I saw an ironing board in the bedroom. It was
people
the
bed. Crazy. Hello, Cass. Cass, welcome to the show. Front loader, top loader. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Thank you. I'm a front loader girl.
Okay, You're a front loader as well.
Why Cass? Why the front loader?
Oh, for the same reason as like having to reach down when I was younger and growing up with a top loader. There'd always be this one sock or pair of undies stuck right at the bottom and you have to reach right down. And with a front loader, it's a lot easier to get to.
See, Cass, I had a front loader in my old place and I keep leaving socks in there because it'd spin around.
You can see them.
And then one would get stuck to the top and I couldn't quite bend down and get my head in there to see the sock.
Yeah, it's harder to get in, Cass, don't you think, with the front loader?
Oh, no, I don't know. I find the front loader easier, but... I guess it's each to their own, whatever
you're so right, Cass.
FM challenge. Mm. We get Cass, we put her in a house with a front loader and a top loader, we hide socks in there,
yep.
See
how,
if she can find them.
How quick can she get the socks out? Absolutely. Cass, would you be up for that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
Nikki, front loader, top loader. What do you got, Nick?
I'd say front loader.
You'd say the front loader again? Why, Nikki? Same reasons?
Oh, as soon as I moved out and got the chance to buy my own washing machine, I bought one that was a washer and a dryer.
Oh.
Extra space.
Yeah, that's clever. How do they look?
Easier for my young children to get in, get the washing out.
Nikki, can I ask you? I've always wanted the washing / dry combined, but I'm scared. I don't understand the science. It seems
one
like
better.
Magic.
Does it wash better or does it dry better?
Pardon?
Does it wash as
we
well
both
as
ask questions? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Does it wash?
So it washes and dries. Yeah.
But does it do one better than the other, or they're equal?
No, they're pretty equal. Like, yeah, it's.
Doesn't it weird you out? It's wet and then it's dry.
I don't trust it.
Science, mate. Yeah, you know what I also don't get? Air fries.
Oh, don't get me started on how planes get in the air. But I know we're not doing
birds.
That. Thank
how
you,
do they fly?
Emma, let's round things out. We are very much on the bad side of this. Front loader, top loader. Em, what do you got?
I'm definitely a top loader all the way.
Ah, we got one!
I feel like you, me and Emma are in the minority. Yeah. Why top loader, Emma?
Well, I always had a top loader, and then when my washing machine broke down and I went to the store, it was almost like top loaders were obsolete and they were an old thing and that you definitely would only go a front loader.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent a lot of money buying a new good front loader and it got mould through it. Terrible.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Threw it really quickly and stunk, and I got rid of it within 12 months.
Wow. And so you're back to the top loader.
The top loader.
Yeah, back to a 10 kilo top loader, and I love it.
Oh, see, Em, you would be perfect for our 3-person share house. You're in. You meet you.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Two blokes in North Somerset, Britain. North Somerset in Britain.
No.
North Somerset, Britain.
I was like, am I also doing it?
You can if you want.
Oh, you're asking.
I'll be honest, I was hoping you'd join in.
North Somerset, Britain. I was if it was like one of those things, like, you were giving me the nod of the head, or like, is this a good impression? And then I was trying to think, do I know anyone from North Somerset in Britain?
I've never heard
of
it.
And then my brain went, you don't know anyone, Jim. You don't know if Nate's doing a good job. And then you're looking at me like, why is he looking at me like that?
You big weird. Nate, you're the weirdo.
Sorry. Yeah, I am. That's what went through my head.
You're so right. Anyway, two blokes from North Somerset, Britain.
North Somerset, Britain.
Oh, wow, you're from there. They have been famously turned away, get this, turned away when they tried to take a horse and carriage through a McDonald's drive-thru for a TikTok stunt. Failed and not allowed to do it. Apparently, staff refused to serve the horse and carriage riders, saying they were not allowed to serve them going through the drive-thru. After a minor argument and pleading the case in the Maccas at North Somerset in Britain, the horse carriage riders apologised to the cars behind them as they reversed their horse.
Oh, it's hard to reverse a horse and carriage.
It really is.
So I don't give too much away, but Nathan and I have reversed a horse and carriage.
Absolutely, we have. So they reversed it out of the drive-thru. All the cars had to come out, and they rode off into the sunset without any Maccas in hand. Disappointing.
This thing I don't like about it, this sounds like a TikTok stunt.
It was. It was absolutely a TikTok stunt.
So maybe if it was just a hungry man with his hungry horses,
they would let him through. Now, Jim, I know you were alluding to it before, but this is the thing. Now, this is blowing up everywhere. Everyone's talking about this, going, oh, the horse and carriage, it would have been so funny. It's crazy that they weren't allowed to get through it. Well, Australia, lend me your ear. Because here's the thing. Horse and carriage through McDonald's, it's not an impossible feat. It absolutely is not, is it, Jim? In fact,
it's been done by a radio show.
It has been done before in Australia, where we succeed, because here in Australia we are successes. Because way back, let me take you back to 2018.
We were doing Hobart Breakfast, weren't we, Nathan?
Hobart Breakfast. This is like the Remembering Project.
Available on the Listener app.
2018.
You're not going to believe it. Hold back catalogue now on Apple Podcasts.
2018, we were doing Brekkie Radio in Hobart, and we took, get this, it wasn't just you and I, because it's never just about you and I. We took 12 people. 12 people on a double horse and carriage driven by a man called Lex through a McDonald's drive-thru. We ordered food for everybody and it was successful. If you don't...
You know what? Just before, I know you're going to play some audio.
Yeah.
I'll share it on the socials as well.
Okay, great.
I'll find the old video
because
and I'll
share it. Because we could have dummied up this audio.
Yeah, you can see it. Add Jimmy and Nath.
If you don't believe us, let us take you back to 2018 where two radio blokes were successful in bringing a horse and carriage through a McDonald's.
Jimmy and Nate had a well-earned hunger. And we're better to satisfy that hunger than McDonald's in New Norfolk with a bunch of listeners on a horse and carriage.
We are off. Here we go. Through the McDonald's drive-thru. Giddy up. Yeehaw.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the terms. We're off.
So, Nathan, currently I'm sitting shotgun at the front with Lexi. You're in the back.
This
is
the
courage.
The horses, they're on the way.
We got Braxton next to me. He's holding on for dear life. We're going that fast.
Nath, do you think, I think this is a lot faster than I thought it would be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually didn't think it was going to be this fast. I almost need seatbelts. Yep. I don't think we don't have seatbelts, do we?
This is,
poor Matt's holding on to his kid.
With zero care for the amount of people that they held up at the drive-thru, just so they could do something they thought would be pretty funny, eventually they made it to the order window.
All right, here we are at the McDonald's order. All right, Jim, the moment of truth. Hello. Hi, look, I would like to order a quarter pounder, a Big Mac, a Mighty McMuffin, six bacon and egg McMuffins. Yeah, we've got a full carriage here. Two chai lattes. Standard size. Yeah. Six flat whites. Yeah. A cappuccino. Full cream milk, guys.
Full cream milk.
Yeah.
And in what to this day will become one of the great Hobart radio stunts, the boys got their order and crossed the drive-thru finish line. Classic Jimmy and Nay. Get it? They wrote this, not me.
McDonald's New Norfolk, the best people in town. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a gym. Let's bring it home.
Let's do it, Lexi. We are now leaving the drive-thru.
Here we go. Finishing it off. Round of applause, everybody.
Everybody, make some noise.
We've done it. We have done it.
We've successfully gone through a McDonald's drive-thru on a horse and carriage. Thanks to Lex Clark, his horses and his carriage. Wow.
Let that be a lesson to you. Two blokes from North Somerset in Britain. It's achievable.
We did it. New Norfolk in Tasmania.
I found the video and the photo. I've just shared that on our socials at Jimmy and Nath if you want to watch that video and stuff. But just a bit of a backstory. So Lexi, he has a horse and carriage. This bloke who lives in New Norfolk.
And it's two horses and a massive carriage. Yeah.
Check it. If you can, check it on the socials at Jimmy and Nath. He does that all the time.
Yeah.
So we found out that he just goes through the Macca's drive-thru.
And they're fine with it.
They're 100% fine with it. So we asked him one day, can we just come with you one morning?
Yeah.
And then we brought a bunch of listeners as well. But, like, he goes there all the time. He'll get his coffee, and the horses always get two soft serves.
Yeah, see? And they absolutely love
it,
didn't they?
And they serve the Macca's people coming.
Jeez,
I just, yeah. That was...
Imagine if we put that on TikTok.
We would have been famous.
It would have been huge, wouldn't it?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay,
because you can hear it all here.
Jim's secret Aussie dating show has apparently had to halt production. Get this, after stomach bugs ran rampant through the whole cast and crew. Everybody got these stomach bugs.
A secret dating show.
Dating show. It's not called Secret Dating Show, so they don't know which dating show it was. This is the thing. Oh, this is what's happened.
I thought, though, they called themselves the secret.
Yeah, you thought that was the name of it?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't heard of that one.
Apparently, gastro passed through the entire cast within a week. So the whole, you imagine how many people are on a TV production set? A whole cast within a week, making it very hard for the, as you can imagine, the raunchy love scenes to be filmed to the best of the cast's abilities.
So this is a dating, Ben just nodding. Nice.
Yeah, Ben. Ben's like, been there.
Raunchy scenes.
You went raunchy scenes, and Ben's like nodding, and I can see him mouth.
It's nice. My kind of show. Bring the front loaders back.
There's no. Help me, step bro.
So apparently, representing.
No, what show has raunchy scenes?
Well, I don't know.
None of them can do
it. I think this might be a new show. I think there's a new show because representatives from, get this, Love Island, The Real Love Boat, which I've never even heard of, Beauty and the Geek, and Heartbreak Island have all released statements confirming.
Jimmy Islands.
Yes, a lot of islands. Yeah. God. Can we think of something else? They've all said the rumour is not associated with their show. So it's none of those ones.
Okay.
None of those ones. Apparently, the leak came from producers of The Secret Show. Not called The Secret Show. It just is The Secret Show. Who went to The Daily Telegraph, but they left out the name of the show. So
maybe it is a new show. That's why it's a secret.
Well, I think so. I think
one we haven't heard of yet.
Absolutely. But it makes me want to ask the question, 13, 10, 60. This must happen all the time. Especially in tight-knit working environments. What got the whole workplace? You know, was there a gastro bug? Was there a rash?
Do you
Depends, I've been there.
Do you work in a laundromat and everyone got stuck in the washing machines? Help me, step family. Do you want COVID?
Yeah. Oh, nah. Because, well, I mean, COVID is an example for our team at the moment because we've got both producer Grace, producer Trial Trin, and our audio wizard CC Bones all out with COVID at the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, are we COVIDed out?
I'm probably COVIDed out
because so I think a lot of people probably COVID's gone through the workplace.
Yeah, I think anything, but let's leave out COVID for now. I think we're a bit COVID fatigued. No, with that kind
so
of stuff.
So you're looking for like someone old. Shelly brought in some chicken for
food
the lunch
poisoning work.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It was undercooked.
Yeah.
And everyone and got the barley belly.
And for some reason everyone wanted some of Shelly's lunch. I don't know why.
No, it was like a this workplace every Friday.
Bring a dish.
Someone brings a dish. Shelly brought a famous butter chicken.
Right, and Shelly's undercooked the chicken.
Yeah.
Everyone's got gastro. Yeah, great. Okay, perfect example. So I'm looking for things like gastro, a bug, food poisoning.
Laundromat, you're all stuck in there.
Help me step family. Maybe a rash, chicken pox, I don't know. 131060, jump on the phones right now, Australia. What got the entire workplace? What did everybody end up catching within a short amount of time? If you give us a call, we've got some Sephora makeup packs to give away as well. You want one of those? Very simple, 131060 Australia. What got the entire workplace?
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jim, just ask the question, 131060, what got the whole workplace, Australia? What got the whole workplace? This is after apparently a secret Aussie dating show has had to halt production because of stomach bugs, which has run rampant through the entire cast and crew. Everybody got it within a week. Imagine how many
sounds
people.
Sounds like a food thing.
Yeah.
Stomach bug.
But I'll tell you what, that'd be great filming. Film everybody. Because that you don't see that stuff. You don't see enough gastro on
you
TV anymore.
Remember that time I had the stomach bug and it was coming out my top and bottom?
Oh, that's right.
And you came in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I was there nude.
I had to pick you up, you poor bugger.
I know.
Head to our socials at Jimmy. No.
You
watched.
You
no, I remember
me,
that.
You're telling me you were to see 20, 30 blokes, chicks doing that. On the tiles.
Actually, I totally forgot that I had to do that. You were not okay.
I had run out of toilet
I
paper.
I picked you up and it was you.
I was nude.
Nude, huddled behind you. I totally forgot about in the fetal position.
I couldn't stop throwing up and shitting myself.
Both ends. You poor bugger.
And you want to see that,
I completely take it back now. I remember that image and what I had
to do. What
do you
think it was? Everyone's going,
and remember I had to go. But I thought it would be cute.
You're a
like
sicko.
A little fluff.
No.
No, it's not.
Get out of here. This is why you're in radio, mate, not TV.
Jasmine, welcome to the show. Hi, Jazz.
Hello.
Jazz, what got the whole workplace?
Yeah, so I'm a nurse, and gastro got 80% of our nursing course on the ward.
No, gastro. Including you, I'm assuming, then, Jazz.
Yes, but I found that quite lucky because I would have hated to work on the ward that understaffed.
Yeah, you're so right. Mm. Oh, Jazz.
Well, I mean, what causes gastro, Jasmine?
Yeah, so it's pretty much where the your gastrointestinal system becomes inflamed and your body's trying to fight off the infection, so you're vomiting, you've got diarrhea, all the works.
So that was just me checking she was a nurse.
Yeah. Checks out.
Very nurse explanation.
Yeah, yep, well done, fun. Jazz.
You've won the whatever we offered.
Well done, you've got a Sephora makeup pack.
thank you.
Jazz, can I ask, was it top and bottom for everybody involved?
Yeah, pretty much. I think one of us is vomiting in the workplace toilet.
Not good.
Wasn't great.
No, not
good for TV either, is it, Jazz?
Really wants it on television, apparently.
No, nurses
even
gone
this,
wild.
We put it at the back of the show. It wasn't prime time.
Kate from New South Wales. Kate, what got the whole workplace?
So it wasn't the workplace, it was my niece's first birthday party.
Yeah.
Pretty much 90% of the people, parents and children attending, all ended up with gastro. I got it the worst. I was sick for about 3-4 days and actually had to go to hospital and have an injection to stop me from vomiting and pooing.
Yeah. Kate, I had to do that as well. And you were dehydrated? They put you on a drip as well?
No, they didn't give me a drip, but I had to have the injection to stop me from vomiting because I literally couldn't even keep water down. And my mum had just retired from her job and was paying for me, my sister and my brother and families to go to Hamilton Island, and I couldn't go.
Oh, no.
Not only have you got gastro, you've missed out on the family trip to Hamo.
How was the party, Kate?
Well, the party was good.
Nikki, hi Nick.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, Nikki. What got the whole workplace?
Well, it was our end of year work Christmas party.
Where all great things happen, yeah.
Oh, it was awesome, yeah. They decided that the best thing they'd do for us was some type of meat in a styrofoam box, and it sat in a warehouse
meat.
For a couple of hours, and the whole office pretty much got food poisoning.
How many people are we talking, Nick?
Oh, around 15, 20.
15? Yeah.
Did anyone, Nikki, not eat it and they were okay?
As far as I know, pretty much everyone. There may have been one person, but everyone just sort of started dropping like flies.
Sandra in accounting's a vegetarian.
Yeah, I told you, I don't eat that bloody meat, guys. I told you. Thank you, Nikki. Chloe from Canberra, the nation's capital. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, guys. How are we?
We're good. What got the whole workplace rounded up for us?
Yeah, so I'm a swim teacher, and unfortunately, like, four of us in our team all got pink eye conjunctivitis. I know.
Is that common in pools, Chloe?
No, like, you're probably thinking, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
You so peed on each other's pillows, didn't you?
You have a problem. We're going to be speaking after the show. Sorry, Chloe. Go ahead.
No, you're all good. So one of us got it, not sure who, like, don't want to name names.
Yep.
And then we all, like, used the same pair of goggles, you know, like, to show the kids putting our face in the water and whatnot. And it literally, like, spread through that. It was, it was not good.
Do you know, the original, the OG pink eye, do you know how they got pink eye?
I'm not sure. Like, I don't think I want to know how they got it.
I reckon I've got an idea.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Now, something we usually do every Wednesday night is ask Jimmy Nath anything.
Yeah.
Now, producer Grace, shout out producer Grace and producer Troll Trin, because they came up with this.
Yeah.
It's an anonymous ask Jimmy Nath. So it's the NGL. It's what all the kids are using. It's an app.
Yeah, I've just learned about it today.
Yep. You can still get involved on our socials at Jimmy Nath. We're going to answer some of them now. So it's not ask Jimmy Nath anything. It's more anonymous.
Like secret questions.
Secrets.
Like questions where we don't know who the person is.
Yeah. So they're more likely to ask more cooked things.
Okay, more raunchy.
Because their names are not on it.
Okay.
Are we going to go the opener? Are we going to bet? What do you want to do?
Ben's doing it. Ben, do you want to play the opener or what do you want? It's your show.
Play the opener.
Here we go. That's it.
Jimmy and Nate, ask them anything.
Anonymously.
Secretly.
Okay. So Ben, punch through. Nath, you've got a whole bunch through there. Yeah, just
but also, Ben, if there are questions that clearly we can't answer, you know what I mean?
Still ask.
Still ask. And we might just move on.
All right. First one. How many times a day do you shower and when?
Oh, that one's fine. It's pretty tame.
Yeah.
I'm normally a two-shower kind of person, but it depends what I'm doing.
Yeah, I shower. Trying to think. You and I usually shower after the gym. If you and I go to the gym together, I'll shower.
This is a new thing for me because obviously we've started doing nights. We used to do breakfast.
Just quickly as well, Nath. There's like 20, 30 questions.
Oh, is there? Oh, so we don't have it. Okay, twice.
The closer we get to 11, the more cooked we can get.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, yep.
Who's got a bigger eggplant emoji?
A lot of penis size questions. You guys are filthy.
Well, last time I had two showers with you and I said
Nath went, why is there a horse in here?
Remember the horse? Horse is remember that? The horse and carriage?
Whose horse is that? Whose horse is that?
So who is it?
I knew you asked this question. The answer is eggs, Benny.
Yeah.
Pack and eat.
Have you ever fought over a girl?
No.
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 Fought over food.
Yeah. We haven't fought over a girl.
No.
We don't. I think we have different tastes when it comes to women.
Yeah, I think we do.
Next one. So can y'all do Drive on the Hit Network for 2023 or 7 to 10?
So can y'all. So we got some...
Y'all.
An American.
Some Texan.
It could be anywhere in the South.
You're so right.
Look, Carrie and Tommy are doing a great job. Abby's doing a great job.
We're just here. We're just little old Jimmy and Nate.
I mean, we'd love to one day.
Yeah, of
maybe
course.
Maybe if Carrie and Tommy...
If they're away.
Yeah. Disappear.
Put the boys in.
Put them in.
Yeah. So, yes, we would love to.
We'd love to.
Is it our call? Absolutely not.
No.
They said more Jimmy and Nath, please.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll try this.
Get that sound effect from last night, Nath.
Yeah, I've got it ready for you.
Would you... Grace.
We cannot answer that. Next question. People, you're right. People are cooked.
People are. I've seen the way you look at producer
what
Grace.
What is wrong with people?
Of course not. She's a colleague and we respect.
Absolutely. And she's the she's the boss. She's the executive producer of the show.
What is it? You don't chew where you work. What is it? You don't eat where you sleep.
You don't poo where you eat.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So you get big
No, you poo in your food. I think what? I think the saying is poo in your food.
What?
Give us one more, Ben.
Nah, a couple
What are y'all packing? Asking for a friend.
No, stop. No, not a penis one.
No penis ones. All right. Next one.
No penis ones?
Mm. Scroll down. So many penis ones.
Jesus.
Mm.
Do you love your life, ex? Like a little kissy. Oh. Do you love your life?
I thought that was from my ex. Do you love your life?
Do you love your life now, James?
Because you look happy. Happier than you did with me.
Yes, absolutely.
I do, honestly.
Privilege every day to do this.
I was saying earlier to you, Nath, we were catching up with our boss, and I just said, I'm so happy, I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
You're too happy.
I'm just like, why do I feel so good?
You're very happy at the moment. I'm seeing the horse. Yeah. All right.
Look, I know there was one. Ben, finish on. I know this one because I saw it earlier. I'll ask. There was, Nath, a couple of people asked this.
Is this just Ben's, for me, is it?
No, no. It's Eggs Benny.
Okay, right.
People were asking, is Eggs Benny single?
Trin, you don't have to ask anonymously.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
You got Jimmy Nath wrapping up Wednesday night. Another cracking evening on the Jimmy Nath Show.
Yeah, time for the show rating. Show 10, you guys. what do you reckon? I mean, did you enjoy the anonymous questions, Nate?
Did I enjoy them?
Yes.
Look, yeah, the ones that we could answer. Mm. Yeah, they're different.
There's there's a lot more. Do we want to potentially... Tomorrow night is... Because producer Grace and producer Trin are back.
Oh, trial Trin. But that means producer Eggs Benny.
We'll get him in again if anyone's ever away. Yeah. But, I mean, it is his last... Do you want to ask us some more questions tomorrow, Eggs Benny? Do you want us to put it up? There's a lot more questions.
Yeah. Because, by the way, this is the thing. We're not actually just like... Eggs Benny has another full-time job. You know, so he's not going back to the streets or anything. He's actually announced. He has a national show. He had it before us on Saturday nights. The Saturday Night Party playlist. So he's a lot better at it than we are.
Yeah.
So he's doing us a favour. Okay.
Yeah, we're not sending Ben back out. All right, mate. On your way.
Back in the cold, big fella. Centrelink's
there. Make the call.
He's doing all right. Okay.
So, yeah, okay. Well, maybe we try and answer some more tomorrow
I love
night.
That. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
As for the show rating, unfortunately, guys, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to give it a 7 out of 10.
Oh.
Why? Because Nate said it would have been a great idea to see a show about people with violent diarrhea.
That's
I believe you said, wouldn't that be great to see on
TV? My thought process was, oh, this is different, isn't it? Because everyone shit themselves. Shitting and vomiting. I'm like, this is different. I was like, why not? And then when I reminisced on the time where you were at both ends and I had to literally pick you up and put you into the bathroom, I was like, oh, maybe not. Maybe potentially not. Wouldn't be a Logie winner.
30 people head into a house. They all have...
Oh. You decide. 13, 10, 60. Who shat the bed?
I'd watch it.
Yeah, well, not much else to watch, though, is it? Eggs Benny, what do you give the show?
10 from me. Every time I'm on here, I have so much fun.
Oh, we love you, buddy.
Yeah, we are paying you.
Yeah. Well, we're not personally paying you.
The company.
Yeah, the company is. look, it's a 6 out of 10 for me. The show, the show, 10 out of 10, but I am part of the show. I did absolutely bring it down for that exact reason, Jim, when I, for some reason, thought it would be a good idea to watch people shit themselves.
I think you also said to one caller, oh, I know how you got pink eye.
I'm just trying to cast, aren't I? For the show.
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nath on the socials. At Jimmy and Nath. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss. Mwah.